Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Vov. The Gemara continues with the theme that we spoke yesterday of the different shiurim, this distance between the Rekios, Chamesh Meos, that they're 500 years travel. The Gemara, another opinion that there was, Gemara says that it would take 50 years of travel. And the Gemara discussed the Indian of the Eitz Hadas, how big it was. So the Gemara continues a little bit with that theme. And the Gemara starts, Tana, we learned in Ebraisa, Eitz Chaim, Echad Mishishim Lagan. The Eitz Chaim, the Tree of Life, was 1/60th of the Gan, of what we call Gan Eden, 1/60th of the entire space of Gan Eden. And Gan Echad Mishishim L'Eden. And Gan was 1/60th of Eden. Now, this always, we always put Gan Eden together as one place, but clearly we see this both in Bavli, Maseches Tainis, Maseches Shabbos, and other places that there are two separate places. But Eden was the larger one, Gan was the smaller one, was 1/60th of Eden, and the Eitz Chaim took up the space of 1/60th of the Gan. And it says that the river went out of Eden, the Hashkas Zagan. What does that mean? Tamsis Kur Tarkiv Shoiser, which means the leftover, with the amount of water, when you take a certain amount of water that's needed to water a base kur, which is a standard sized field that we use to plant seed, the barleys and things like that. So there was enough water that left over from there to be able to water Tarkiv Shosa, to be able to water a seer of three kapin. So there was so much water that drained off that you had to be able to be spaced. That's how plentiful the water was in there, in Gan Eden. Now, just Agav, the Gemara and Bavli discusses a little bit more about the Mayim in Gan Eden, that according to many people, an opinion of the Gemara, that the water from Gan Eden was the water that actually feeds all the rest of the water of the world. Comes from there. The river the Torah describes in Parshas Bereishis, that they flowed into four different places. That was the water that comes from Gan Eden and waters the entire world. As a matter of fact, the Medrash says that Adam Rishon, after the Chet, and he was kicked out of Gan Eden, so it says he went and sat in the water. And why did he sit in the water? Because the water was what was connected directly, the only source that was left connected to Gan Eden, where he came from. He longed to go back to Gan Eden, and therefore that was the closest connection he was able to have. So therefore, that is the size, but that was the size, and we don't really understand this in the physical sense of the world. This obviously means a lot more significance to it, but the Gemara continues in this theme. Tamsis Kush Mitzrayim Shosa. Once we talk about the amount of the sizable water that there was, such an excess amount of water, the Gemara says another place in the world. Tamsis Kush Mitzrayim Shosa, the remnant of Kush, that was in Ethiopia, the remnant of the water, watered Mitzrayim, and that is Kush Mitzrayim Shosa, drank from there. What was the size of there? Again, the size of it was, it says Mitzrayim Alech Abram Yom, describes that Mitzrayim is 1/60th the size of Kush, of Ethiopia. Mitzrayim is Mahalech Abram Yom. If you're going to go travel from one end of Mitzrayim to the other end of Mitzrayim, it's going to be a journey of 40 days. But glimpses Kush Malech Sheshon Avod. Then it come out that Kush is, if you travel through Kush, it would take you 6 years and more. Why? If it's 1/60th. So clearly it would be a size to be able to take it more. The Gemara in Maseches Bavli, the Mabavli Maseches Tainis also discusses this, how big it was, says it wasn't as big as this. But the Gemara talks about that the same idea, that the excess water from there watered what came into Kush. Now the Gemara says, the Rabbanon Amen, Kishnei Abbas Rishon. We give another back to the discussion, how thick was the Rekia? So Gemara says the Rekia was the journey of 500 years to go from Rekia, to go through the Rekia. The Rabbanan say, no, you have a different opinion. They say that the thickness of the Rekia was Bishnei Abbas Rishonim, was equal to the years of Abbas Rishonim. And the Charedim, the Pirush on the side, explains, what does that mean? If you add up all the years of the Avos, Avram lived 175 years, Yitzhak 180, Yosef 147, totals into 502 years. And that is the distance that would come if you go from one to the others, a distance of 500 years. Now, where do you get the extra 2 years? All the Mefarshim speak about this. Well, the extra 2 years, some say that Avram was Makir Bari Olam until the third year, so if we take off two. There are other explanations for why we take off two, but that's the basis, the total number, where it comes from, of 500 is Tikkun Rukiya is Kemisbar Kemisbar Avos Rishonim. Where do we see that from? Kemei Hashemayim Al Aretz. It says in the Pasuk that the days of heaven are like an Al Aretz. What does that mean? It just like it tells us that the Avos lived in the world, this world together, a total of 500 years, 502 years. So to Kemei Hashemayim, that's the difference in Shemayim, equal to the years of the Avos that lived in this world. It's a distance of 500 years. So that's the thickness of Rukiya, 500 years. Then, Kshem Shebein Aretz, Rukiya, Malach HaMesh Me'oshana. Just like a distance between the earth and the Rukiya is a traveling distance of 500 years. So too, we know there's seven Rukiyas, being Rukiya, the Rukiya, Malach HaMesh Me'oshana. So too, between each Rukiya, it's a traveling distance of 500 years. Uvya Malach HaMesh Me'oshana. And the thickness of each Rukiya is 500 years. So it comes out to an incredible journey. You know, the Rav Yehuda, we said earlier that the difference of traveling through the Rukiya is a distance of traveling Chamishim Shana, 50 years. And according to the Rabbanon, the Dashin Kameh Shemayim Al Aretz, that the distance is the Kameh Aretz, like the way the years that the Avos lived in the earth, which means each Rukiya is 500 years. The space between each Rukiya, each of the seven Rukiyas is 500. And the thickness of the Rukiya is 500. And that is, by the way, similar to what we find in the Bavli as well, a Shita, that is the Zman, that is the time that it takes, the Rabbanan. There, we don't have the other opinion that's quoted here, the Shita of Rav Yehuda, that it's Chamishim Shana. But that is the distance that we have over there. Okay, so that's the Gemara Shita that we have in the Rabbanan, in the amount of time that the Rukiya takes to go to from space to space. Says the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, what's the basis of it? Where do you see that the thickness of the Rukiya is 500 years? Is there a basis for that? In other words, we see the difference between Shemayim and Laaretz that we can explain. That's a difference from the Avos. As Chachamim say, you add up the years of the Avos, which is 502 years. That's a difference. But where do you get the idea that the thickness of the Rukiya itself is 500 years? That you don't see. Where do you see that from? So, Tegmam Rabbi Bun, Yerukiya Besoka Mayim, Yerukiya in the middle of the Mayim. What's that mean? Yerukiya Batoveh, Yerukiya should be literally in the center, in the middle of the Shemayim, of the Mayim. What Mayim are we talking about? So, we know the Pasuk in Bereishis says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world was filled with Mayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the Shemayim Va'aretz and divided up, separated the Mayim Lamayla and Lamayim Lamata. So, the Rukiya is Bifnim, is Batoveh, in the middle. So therefore, if the Rukiya is in the middle, and there's a difference between Shemayim and Aretz, is 500 years, so therefore the thickness of that would be considered the same distance, a distance of 500 years. This is where we see that the Chachamim used to say that it's not Chamishim Shana, the Rukiya is not Chamishim Shana, but rather it's the same over here, Rukiya Besoka Mayim Batovech, and therefore the distance would be 500 years, and that's where Chachamim see difference between Shita Chachamim and Rav Yehuda. Gemara just goes sidetrack. Once we see about Rukiya, Rav Amar L'chaim HaYishmayim HaYishonim, tells you something about the Shemayim and the creation. L'chaim HaYishmayim B'Yom Rishon. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim on day one, it was lachen, it was liquid, it was soft. It was sheni kosher. On the second day, it became korash, it congealed, it became harder. So originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim. Yes, he created day one, but it was not a solid thing he created. It was created in liquid form. And the second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishana Lekarshut created it to a form that we know Shemayim, to a solid form. And Gemara continues, Rav Amar, Yerukiya. What does it mean, Yerukiya? Yerukiya was already created. No, Yechazek Rukiya. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Rukiya, it was very soft. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yechazek, he made it harder. And then Yikaresh are created. Next stage was he made it karsh, like congealed it. And then Yigladakarka. And then he made it hard, like a glad, like a person has a wound, and then it begins to develop, the wound, the skin begins to grow, a new skin, it's hard. That is Yiglad, and then Yimatakarakia. Then we allowed it, once he created it, now it's a Dabra Mamashis, it's not a liquid anymore, So now he was able to stretch it. Because Baruch Hu was Yimatech Arikia to the Shemayim to go through the whole, to cover the whole earth, the whole arts. It didn't start that way. It started the way it was liquid. And then it got harder and congealed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then stretched it. And the Shemayim then covers the entire earth. I'm going to read about Pasi, another halacha. Yasek min matlas harakia. That the Pasik says that it should be spread, the rakia, kamatlas harakia. It should be spread like flat. Like a matlas, like a shmat, like a rag. That's based upon the Pasik that we find in Shemos, where it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens, which means what? Which means he created a drop, and then it was a piece of metal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread it and spread it out, that it should be considered a be able to cover the entire earth. As the Gemara says, Pali matlas harakia, Shipshati atipa, Natashmaim was a drop, and it's that drop expanded and spread until the share of the Rakia Kmin Matlas. That should be considered Dava Mamashis. Tana Rashmi Shah, the Mara goes back to this discussion, Tana Shema Yoshua. Oivav Shirakia Bishnaatspoyim, Anushita. It says in a Brisa that the thickness of the Rakia was the size of two etzpoyim, of two hand breadths. Now we said before it's the size of 500 years. And then we're about Psukim where we see it, Shemayim La'aretz, based on the years of the Avos. Here, it just says the Brisa, Tanur Yeshua, it was Kishtei Etzpiyosa, and it doesn't explain the Makor where he sees it from. Milsud Rav Chanina Poliga, however, it's obvious what Rav Chanina said, Pasuk says, did you tarki Yashemaluskakim? Did you bang out the Rakia to make it strong? Keroi Matzuk. Tarkiya malamet she'asun betas means it was made like a sheet of metal, a plain sheet of metal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rolled it out, not like it was water that congealed and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread it out, but it was spread out like a piece of metal, that when you take a piece of metal, you the blacksmith, you bang it out, you make it, you stretch it out. So too over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the Shemayim, he did the same thing. Over stages, he went and he made it very thin, and then he banged it out to be able to be considered more. So the Mayakot Shemiriyah, and you think it means there was something that was not so, that's thin. It's not so strong. Tamal Chazokim. No, he spread it out, but it was made very strong. Yachol, and it's wrapping. You think, go ahead, and they go, after a while, it becomes soft. And then Tamalam, Beroy Mutzak. When you have a piece, even if you shape a kli, after a while, it gets softer. It gets loses its shape. No, Tamakorai Mutzik, it's perfect from the first day of creation. It never weakened. It never changed its form. Every moment, every hour that you look at the Shemayim, it looks as if it was just made. It's fresh. It was created new. That is not in you know, it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, even though it was done in stages, but the final, the way it looked, is the way it remains to look every single day as if it was created that day. Where do you see it from? The way the world is, the person goes and makes a tent, stretches that tent, after a while, it begins to, the tent begins to slacken, it begins to sag. Over here, you spread it like a tent, yet it was strong. So you see, in other words, even though it was spread out like a tent, and usually tents begin to sag after a while, it gives. The Shemayim was made chazokim, the Rakia that it didn't give, won't give, it'll remain that way. A person goes ahead and makes a porous kelim. You take metal, you melt it down, and you form it into a shape of a kli. They show some alochluta, but after a while, that metal kli begins to rust. It begins to change its form, change its color. It never changed the form. It always looks like that form that it was created from, and it remains stretched and looking new and fresh as if it was made on that particular day. So the Gemara says, what does it mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created? HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed. What did it mean? Look at Yom HaShvi. He completed everything on the seventh day. And it was Mavarich it. Maksib Basaray. What's immediately after the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested? What is the next pasuk? Eil told the Shemayim. These are the tolls of Shemayim. What is one after the other? Just for the sake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he finished. So what do you say now? Tolos Shemayim. What's that? Gemara says, what it means to say is, Ella, Yom Nichas V'Yom Yotze. One day comes, a day goes, Shabbat, and Shabbat Yotze. A week goes, and a week comes, Chodesh Nichas V'Chodesh Yotze. A month starts, and a month ends. Shana Nichnech HaShana Yotze. A year starts, and a year ends. What happened? No matter how long, how many years, how many days, how many weeks, how many months, the world is always completed, always looks at. Just like one of the great miracles of creation is everything that the person, human being, makes. After a while, it tarnishes, it bends, it begins to rust, it changes its form. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and completed it on the end of the sixth day, and Shabbos he rested, so too, every year, every month, every day, it comes and goes, and yet it doesn't remain old. It always looks as fresh as if it was made that particular day. Says the Gemara, we have the Mishnah that says, "Vayit." Let's go. Atzuv Shema Rishona. You take when you say Shema, back to the Mishnah, the halakos of Shema, Zmani Shema. When is it Shema? When do you finish it? Until the end of Shema Rishona. Faith the Gemara. What does Rilaz mean? Atzuv Rishona. How long is that? How long is that? When? How many Shemaras are there a day? That we know when it means until the end of the first Hashemar. Rabbi Yoimer, Abba Hashemar's B'yom, Abba Hashemar's B'layla. There are four Hashemar's B'yom and four B'layla. And they are four divided up into, obviously, each one is 3 hours. They're divided up into 8 of the day. And B'mela, we're talking about the 3 hours after the first moment when it begins. And again, we're not talking about Shos Manios, obviously. We're talking about an hour broken up into a period of time, so you have longer and shorter, depends on the season. So therefore, at the end of the Ashmur Rishona, of the fourth hour, which is 3 hours into the night, that's the end of the Zman of the first watch, first Zman Kriyashma. Says the Gemara, and an hour is 1/24th. An ona is 1/24th of an hour. Ha'ace, when it uses the Lashon Ace, we'll see later, it's 1/24th of an ona. A rega is 1/24. So a rega is the smallest man, and we're going to see how we determine what a rega is. How do we figure that out? The smallest man, is it a zman besuyim? Is it something that is a zman that we could hop like a hair of a hyen? Or is it something that we can't, it's so small, it's so quick, that we won't be able to determine that it's time? That we're going to see in the Gemara. It says the Gemara, how much is a rega? Enough time to say. When you say the word rega is the amount of time that is considered a rega. It's the amount of time that you say it. Rabbi Noma, Rabbi Noma, come disagree and say herika rega. It's like herika is carifying, which is even quicker. A blink of an eye is mamish as quick as you could possibly do, a quarter of a second. It takes longer than, it's shorter than to say the word rega. So we have machlokes chachamim and Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Chelbo. Tanin Shmuel, a rega echa mechamesh, ribo she'alof mishmona me'az abam shmona v'lo. A rega is 156,848 part of an hour. An extremely small zman, which is basically, according to many shitas of the Achronim, that is equal to a share of what Chacham say, the share of Karafayim, such a small share. The others say that it's a little bit of a different time, it's a little bit longer, but there's a Machlokes Achronim as to how long this particular share is in relation to what the Chacham say, that if the share is Karafayim, which is the share that we paskin like, is the Zman of the end of the Shmur Rishon. Says the Gemara, we sidetrack for a moment. Again, Gemara goes to a side issue. We have a machlokes that says that it's not four Hashmaras, but it's three. Rav Nosson said there are three Hashmaras. Rosh Hashmaras, the Tichona, the first one, Gemara says, is the end of the Tichona, the middle one. Beginning of the middle watch is the time, is the middle one. Memela, there is the time. So instead of each one lasting, if there are four Hashmaras in a day, four at night, then that means it's 3 hours. However, if you say that it's doesn't shalosh, you only divide up into three, then they're extra. Then there's an extra hour on each one. So there's 4 hours is considered. So when do we say Ashmur Rishona? That's 4 hours into the day. Time of the Rebbe. What is the basis? Where does Rebbe get his shita from? To say the what? That it's the share of this man, says the Gemara. Chatzos Laila Okum. Said, I get up at Chatzos to give tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get up and sing shira, sing tilum to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ksiv kodem ein hashmaros. And it says, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my eyes, any hashmaros. It goes even before the hashmaros. So what does it mean? If it's a chatzos, is it shmurus? Which one is first? There are two different, if we say there are two different shmurus, then four different shmurus or three, when did he get, which is before? Chatzos is to be before. So Yuscharu, we see that there are two before. So in other words, if you divide up at night into four, it makes sense that the two shmurus before chatzos and two after. So when Dor HaMelech says, I get up, kidma in a shmurus, and he gets up before the night ones, and he gets up by chatzos, so it has to be that he got up before the two, the last meal between the first two and the last two. The chayra, Gemara is giving a raya, time of nothing telling you that this is the basis of the opinion of where we see it from. They give reasons why Rebbe argues Rebbe Nassan. Why does Rebbe say this? Allah katzotz alayla, state katzotz. Each one based the two psukim. One is katzotz is mashma like Rebbe, and the pasuk of Rosh Hashmur satichona, that pasuk is mashma like both of them in Tehillim, is mashma like the shita of Rav Nassan, that it's a longer period of time. What does Rav Nassan do with Chatzos HaLayla? If he says get up at night before the Hashmaris HaLayla, so the Chariot, like we said, it's only the three Hashmaris. What does Rebbe do? What does Rav Nassan do? Says there are four. What does he do with the Pasik? Davar HaMelech says, get up at Chatzos HaLayla before the Shmaira. So he said, no, what Dara Melech means to say, sometimes I get up chatzos, sometimes I get up later. But really, it's not that there's a before. It could be that there's daka, like I said, there are four. And he gets up he gets up the shita that it's no right because he divided the night into two. When David HaMelech would eat as soon as Malachim, he would go ahead and fulfill the kiyum of Katzos. Whenever we get up and have a Suda Atzmo, Mura says, then he would go ahead and he would complete earlier. What does that mean? Sometimes David HaMelech had a Suda by himself. So then he would finish the Suda earlier. But when you have a Suda, they would invite everybody, Suda's Malachim, he would invite many more people, then he would conclude the Suda by Chatzos. So the stimulus of the Psukim is that the difference would be of when he would, what kind of Suda he would have. And that's a Miyashev, the steer of the Psukim. One Suda would last long until Chatzos, and the other one would go until Kidma Shmuras HaLayla. That is the way the Pnei Moshe explains the basis of the Psukim. Says the Gemara, Mikol Makom, Stonol Arich Shadrach, Asiyah Mishkach David Rama. But even the way it comes out that David HaMelech never was sleeping during when it came the morning. He was always awake, either whichever sheet you want to say. So whether he got up at Chatzos, or whether he got up later, each one, he would always get up before the day started. So David Amma, Ura Kvodi Ura Neva Vachino Ura Shaka. Famous Pasik, David HaMelech would go ahead and say, he would get up to sing Shiros, and the Ura, the harp, would wake him up. What did that mean? Isar Yikari Mikumi Ikurai Debari. He would say, I get up, Vakash Baku, I would get up. My own covered, I get up as the Melech, get up for the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ikri l'chashiv l'klum, mikodim ikri debari. Because my honor, l'chashiv klum, my honor is worth nothing compared to the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ira shakar, I get up by the shakar. I know avidim er shakra. So I always get up before shakar loy marili. It would never be. How do I show my covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because the Melech can get up later. The Melech has an opportunity. That's the Melech to wake up later. He has nobody. He doesn't have to go to any meetings. Nobody. He doesn't have to go to see anybody. when he goes to whatever anybody wants to see him on his schedule. So really, he should be able to sleep later. But for the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gets up every morning before the day starts, so he go ahead and sing shiros for the shbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mara says that therefore the morning never woke him up. Mara says, "Yitzur Makatov Yomalo." So what was his challenge? But David HaMelech, like everybody else, said, "Yitzur." Yitzur would tell him, "David, David, the way of kings is to sleep later. That after the morning, it's already the morning when he gets up. So you have all the time in the world. You have nothing to rush for. You have no job. You don't have to punch a clock. So why are you getting up so early? Yeah, I'm ready to shock. You see, you get up before. Why should you do that? Kings sleep at least for the third hour of the day. The devil would say, yes, I get up, I show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's righteousness. He deserves that I get up, not on the third hour of the day, not in the morning when the sun rises, but rather when it's still nighttime, I get up so that I have a chiyuv to go ahead and sing shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for to be able to do so. And therefore the halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch is brought down, the Torah Mechaber bring down, that a person should get up as early as possible, before the day starts, to go ahead and follow David HaMelech, who was kavash his yetzer, who was able to get up with the kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if David HaMelech, the king, who had a right to sleep, who never had to wait for anybody, and yet he would get up anyway for the kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was mevatel on his own kavod. So surely a regular person should mevatel his kavod, should not the Yetzirah get hold of him, and get up early to be able to go ahead and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Faith the Gemara, my Yosef. What would do? What would David do? What was his Seder Hayom? Says the Gemara, Rav Pinchas, B'nai Elazar, B'nai Nachum. Hayonotel, Nevel, V'chino, V'nosna, B'rishosa. He would take a harp and a musical instruments, and Nosomir put it by his head. The omen bechati alayla menagin alav. He'd get up midnight and start playing the music. Good day. Why? For two reasons. First of all, the Tibetan would hear the music. They would get up and they would learn. And then why would they get up now? My chaveri Torah. What would they say to Tibetan chachamim? My mouth said, but Torah. The Dovid HaMelech listened to the music. He's up learning Torah. We hear the music. Of course we have to get up. So it would be ma'ari the Tibetan chachamim to get up and learn. And that was David HaMelech's purpose, is kavana, in getting up early and playing the music, so that it would ma'ari the Tamil Chachamim to get up and to play. Mar Belevi, Mar says no. There was a kino or a harp that hung by the window. The north wind would blow at night, but would move and make music. It would move the strings of the harp. It would play by itself. How did it exceed? How you menagim? Can I get menagim? When it would be playing, can I get menag? Then exceed. Doesn't say he played. Can I get menagim? Rather, he played. Akino menagim elav. Wasn't that David played the menagim? So, but first we said the Shita of Pinchas says that David HaMelech would get up and play the harp that was next to his bed, at the head of foot, the head of it by the head of the bed. No, to wake up to the chachamim, they should hear that David's sitting and learning now. And they would get up and they would go ahead and connect the Yetzirah. They would get up to learn. And Rav Levi says, no, David HaMelech didn't get up to play, but rather, when the north wind at night, the north wind came, it played by itself, and that itself was menachem. That would wake David HaMelech up. And then David HaMelech would get up to learn to sing Shiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was David HaMelech, Seder Hayom. I'm going to go back to continue the Gemara, where we see that Shmur Rishonah, where do we see that? What's the Mokar of Nasim? It will be continued tomorrow's daf.